Welcome, everybody. Share number 1229 in the writings, share number 382, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom. We're talking a little bit about Holchei Drachim. And last year we took a little bit of a turn, but getting back to Shinoi Makom itself without the traveling part, we spoke about rice in reference to rice, regular rice. So we said in general, regular cooked rice is a mazonos. And since the fact that it's a bar nefashos afterwards, the afterbrach is bar nefashos, so therefore it falls into the category of Shinoi Makom, whereby Shinoi Makom would apply, in conjunction with all other items that need a bar nefashos, although the first bracha is a mazonos. Now, interesting thing in reference to rice cakes, right? What about rice cakes? Many people eat rice cakes and sometimes they take it. It's like a snack or whatever. So it could come up something along those lines with rice cakes. The same thing would apply basically. Lamaisa, the after bracha on the rice cakes is bari nefashos, right? So the rice cakes in conjunction with that after bracha, which is what we always look at. We don't go by the bracha before, but we go by the after bracha. So since there's a bari nefashos, so the halachas of Shinoi Makom would apply to rice cakes too. So now that's even if one ate a kazayas of a rice cake. By the way, Agavurcha, just to mention it, a kazayas of a rice cake, Rabadna brings down, that it's a third of a rice cake. That's how Rabadna brings it down. A third of a rice cake, would be a kazayas, as long as it's eaten b'chdei achilas pras, a third of a rice cake under a 4 minute period. So, that is a good thing to keep in mind in reference to making the bar nefashos. You have to make sure that you ate at least a third of a lefi, how Rabadna brings it down in his measurements, in the sefer that he wrote on kazayas, that a third of a rice cake eaten b'chdei achilas pras under a 4 minute period would require a bar nefashos. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, so let's say somebody took a rice cake and they started eating and they even ate a kazayas of the rice cake, fine. Then they went to their friend's house. So now they would taka need a new bracha. You'll say, what do you mean? I have the rice cake. I'm in the middle of eating the rice. It doesn't matter. It's just like a cup of coffee, whatever the case is. A person did an act of Shinoi Makom. They went to their friend's house, right? It could be anywhere, but just give you an example. So then they would need a new bracha. Now, as far as the bracha before, I just want to mention also, Agavurcha, real quickly, that the bracha on rice cakes in general, we try and make a huadoma. It's a machlokes. It is a machlokes. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. We've spoken about it in the past quite a number of times. But regular rice cakes in general have the bracha of a huadoma. There are some poskim who hold mazonos. If one did make a mazonos on rice cakes, it would still be good, and you would not have to remake again a huadoma. The mazonos would still be good also. But in general, we try and stick towards the hadama, to make a hadama before eating a rice cake. Okay, so now the question is, what about if somebody made a mazonos on the rice cake, right? Which is good, b'di'evad, you would not remake the bracha. I made a mazonos on the rice cake, right? And now let's say, what about the Shinoi Makom now? I made a mazonos on the rice cake, whatever the case is, a mistake, let's say, whatever the case is, or feed those who hold like that. But what do I do now if I change places, right? I went to my friend's house, and what do I do now? So the same thing would apply. In other words, would there be an issue of Shinoi Makom or not? If I went outside to my friend's house with the rice cake. So yeah, so it would still be Shinoi Makom, because again, we want to keep in mind it has nothing to do with the mazonos and it has nothing to do with the hadoma, right? We've spoken about quite a number of times that it has to do with the bar nefashos. It's the connection. Since one has to make a bar nefashos either way, whether you made a mazonos or a hadoma on a rice cake, right? Just like by regular rice, you made a mazonos, a regular cooked rice, you make a mazonos, you still make a bar nefashos. On a regular rice cake for sure, right? Whether you made a hadoma or mazonos, you're still going to make a bar nefashos as long as you ate a kazayas, which is, like we said, roughly a third, b'chdei achilas pras on the 4 minute period at some point, and you continued eating at least within 72 minutes a bite, then you would have to make a bar nefashos. So it's a bar nefashos over here. And the bar nefashos, again, like we said, has no connection whereby halacha lemaisa, you can make it anywhere. And therefore, the Shinoi Makom halachas would apply. So if you went to your friend's house, you went down the block, you went whatever, you went here, you went there, whatever the case is, you would have to make, we're not talking about Holchei Drachim, we're talking about simple Shinoi Makom, I changed my location, and that's it. So you would have to make a new bracha on a rice case. So even a scenario where one is still holding on to the rice cake, like we said, while they walk to their friend's house, it would not make a difference. They would still have to make a new bracha when they get to their friend's house on the rice cake. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha. Kol tuv.